Sacred Rain Arrow. Like my brothers, my father expressed himself in a variety of materials. Alan was a prolific sketch artist, a watercolorist, a muralist, and a sculptor who worked in plaster, wood, clay, limestone, marble, steel, sheet metal, and bronze. This amazing piece, Sacred Rain Arrow, was carved from one piece of ebony wood. He created it at his studio in the Institute of American Indian Arts in Santa Fe and entered it in a contest at the Philbrook Museum of Art in Tulsa in 1968. He won the grand prize. This was the first time that my father used the Sacred Rain Arrow theme in his art. Later, he expanded the narrative story into a full-bodied Apache shooting an arrow into the air, which he cast in bronze. The story of the rain arrow, likely passed down from my grandfather to my father, places this magnificent piece into historical context. A long time ago, the Apache suffered during a drought. Game was scarce, and native plants shriveled. The medicine men and elders gathered to do something about the problem. They chose a young man, not necessarily the biggest or the strongest, but the man with the purest heart. They selected a special arrow, conducted a ceremony, and blessed the arrow with a prayer. The young man took the arrow and climbed to the highest peak on the horizon. There, surrounded by the darkness of night, he shot the arrow into the heavens with his prayer for rain to sustain his people. The Apache survived. Recently, the state of Oklahoma adopted that image for the state's automobile license plates.